Hey, listeners, welcome to this exclusive bonus content episode over here on the main timeline of the Podtrawl Cinecast. You can find this full episode in its entirety over at patreon.com/thePCC podcast. You're really going to want to check this one out this month. We're talking about some new films like we used to do over on Patreon pretty regularly. We have two films. It's the Shudder exclusive Late Night with the Devil. And then, hey, the brand new Ghostbusters film. And boy, I got to tell you, if you like hearing us complain about movies, especially Phil, go over and check that out, because he did not like Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and you're going to want to hear him complain about it. All this and much more, like fashion updates, oh my god, me talking about a new book that I've been reading, and just other silly goofiness that you can expect over on Patreon. You can get the full episode, patreon.com/thePCC podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you get this bonus episode in its entirety. Head over there. If not, enjoy this 10-minute preview.
I can't remember how to play the Ghostbusters theme. Da-na-na-na-na.
We're not doing this again. Stop, Phil. Stop telling me.
I'm sorry.
Stop telling me to play music. People said it was enough last time. They said it was too sad.
They said, Jonathan, are you okay?
Are you okay? He's going through something.
I appreciate anyone who thinks that I'm going through something. It's all a fucking character. It's a character for your entertainment on the podcast. That's what we're telling you.
This is all fake. It's not real.
Yeah, no. This is a bonus episode over here on the Podtrawl Cinecast. Patreon. over on patreon.com/thePCC podcast. You guys, if you're listening to it, you know it's there. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy it. We're going back old school a little bit, back to where we would talk about a couple of new films, and that's kind of what we're doing here. I did want to say that, to finish that thought earlier when I was saying, who's to say we're not a hologram, but who's to say, Phil, that we're not actually the AI podcast still? Who's to say? Who's to say we really killed the AI podcast back over Christmas?
There's only one person who can confirm that, and he's dead. He fell down an elevator shaft.
Yeah, I mean, the real John and Phil could have just walked off into the sunset to live a happy life, but instead, the AI John and Phil decided to carry on the legacy of the podcast and have only discovered that it's not as fun as we thought it would be as an AI versions of ourselves. And then also we took on the, because the AI is constantly learning. And we took on all the idiosyncrasies of John and Phil and all their emotions and all of their pain and torture.
All their history, pain and joy and,
all their trauma.
That's how I feel sometimes. So, sometimes I'm just playing this part. Am I even real? What is real? Am I a person? Am I just a collection of habits I've picked up over the years?
It's fitting to talk about AI when.
Oh, very good. Very good. Because, I see what he did. I see what he did there.
There's a big movie out,
Mahovie.
A big Mahovie that that has become a bit of a problem in the community.
Problematic
for its apparent use of AI.
Yes.
What film is that, Phil?
It's Ghostwatch. No. Late Night Talk to the Devil. Late Night Talk Show with the Devil, featuring the Devil.
Actually,
Late Night with the Devil.
Actually, it wasn't the Devil. That was the most disappointing part.
It was the Devil, yeah. Where's this Devil, bro? It's in the girl.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Devil,
the
apparently.
A Devil.
Well, maybe it was.
It's a demon.
He was pretty strong. He demon. He demon.
Yo, escape mode.
In October 1977, waning late night talk show host Jack Delroy made television history when his audience baiting Halloween special spiraled fatally out of control. 4 decades on, a rediscovered master tape finally reveals what really happened the night all hell broke loose on live TV. It's the 2023 found footage, I guess, horror film from Shudder. And Cameron Carnes and Colin Carnes, the Carnes brothers out of Australia, starring David Desmalchian. How do you say? What a name.
I think Desmalchian.
Yeah. Late Night with the Devil.
Great actor.
Phil.
Yes.
We're showing this. We've been showing
a
it
lot.
For,
doing well.
For like a
one
week,
of these.
2 weeks now.
Feels like one of those movies that like live at the Prince Charles.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like
it's,
every once in a while, it's like a Mandy. It's like, this the kind of. Late night schlocky thing, people.
Seems like it's going to have more legs than
it's
like.
Going to be a cult hit.
Skinamarinky, that even, you know, and that was like a pretty. It stuck around for a while, that one. But
yeah, for some reason.
I didn't see it. But I did see Late Night with the Devil yesterday, finally. And.
Nice.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
What did I think?
Yeah.
I liked it. I did like it. I'd heard about this movie months ago, actually, from one Kevin Smith on our podcast that we were doing. And I think he's friends with David Desmalchian, and he mentioned it on one of his shows ages ago. And I watched the trailer. I was like, this looks fucking cool. What is this? And then we get it. I'm like, oh, I'm interested in this. This looks cool. It's a cool idea. And I watched it. I got to usher it at the cinema, which I think helped a lot. Because I saw it in a packed screen downstairs and everybody was loving it, like laughing through it. And it's fun. I mean, in a good way, like it's a funny movie. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be funny. There's some really silly moments in it. It's very campy. It's very played up. It's a really fun movie. It's got some really good set pieces. Mm-hmm. Scary at parts. I think it's a really good time. I think there's just a handful of things that really hold it back for me.
Yeah.
Keep it from being like great. So like the gimmick, as you just said, it's kind of a found footage thing. But the idea is like if this the late night talk show, if this this guy's Halloween special and it goes out of hand. And then the sort of preface, this like prologue bit that's a documentary.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, that gives you background of the character, what you've gone through. Like the stuff leading up to this show. And it's like, you know, presented like what you're about to see in the master tape of what happened that evening, finally released, blah blah blah. That's good. And all the TV broadcast stuff is really fucking well done. They really commit to the bit, the way it's shot, the way it's cut, the set, the clone, everything is on point and really believable. But then they do this thing where they cut in every time it cut to commercial, they go to, and again, they mention this in the documentary to try and wash it over, but quote unquote behind the scenes bit.
Yeah.
Which are these like shaky, like handheld black and white scenes. And that really breaks the reality for me because it's like, why the fuck would there be behind the scenes footage? So that's a weird way to explain it, but like, fine, you're going to go in and do scenes. And I get it. It's like they need to keep the plot going, like, and they can't do all of that in the special, but like it just feels like padding. It feels like there wasn't enough movie and they had to put in these bits in between.
Yeah,
I would have much preferred if you could find a way to anything that's revealed in those moments to do it in on the broadcast or
as more documentary style.
Add more documentary. If you're going to cut to commercial anyway, go back to the documentary and let them fill it. At least you'll keep the reality up a little bit. So that kind of really kept sticking with me. And I think some of the, and maybe because it's like a Shudder movie, it's like a low budget thing. I think some of the special effects is really distracting, which is weird because some of it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like the whole end sequence is great. But there's a lot of a bit wonky CGI, I think, throughout. Like stuff that doesn't need to be CGI. Like she elevates, you know, when she like levitates in her chair.
Yeah.
Like it looked really fake and weird.
Yeah.
But then like when the bit with the worms looked incredible.
Yeah.
Boiling worms. And I do like the ending. I think it just goes off. But like I don't think it that fight. I think it, like, I know there's stuff you're like, oh, remember this? This was important. Like, it's like, oh yeah, the cult thing. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't it doesn't really play until the end, and you just, yeah, there's just like lots of little nitpicky things that kind of bugged me like that. But it was good. It was really good. It was a great, great time at the cinema, and it's a good, one of the better fucking modern horrors I've seen. Did you see it at the cinema?
Yeah, I saw it. Not our cinema. I was going to go in yesterday, but it was like nearly sold out upstairs. So that's the thing. It's selling out like crazy. Ooh, hold that thought, John. Before you get into your opinions of the film, we're going to have to call it a day here on this little exclusive bonus preview of the Pod Charles Cinecast over on patreon.com/thePCC podcast. If you'd like to hear this episode in its entirety, head over to Patreon, support the podcast for as little as $1 a month, and you can get the episode in its entirety. Plus, hey, you get bonus content. Occasionally, we'll throw out some extra bonus episodes that are just for Patreon subscribers. And you get early access to the podcast each and every week, a full 2 days earlier. And that's patreon.com/thePCC podcast. We're fan and listener supported. We don't have any ads on the podcast. We don't get paid to do this. So this is the best way. If you like our podcast, you want to support us, just head over to Patreon, support the podcast. Little as $1 a month. Get this bonus episode in its full. If not, it's totally cool. Just, you know, come support the cinema. PrinceCharlesCinema.com. Get your tickets. Come see Late Night with the Devil. It's selling out like crazy. And we're sure you'll have a good time. Bye-bye.